Encourage one another daily, as long as it's called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Hebrews 3:13. Anyone who has experienced loss, pain, suffering, and grief, which is all of us at some level, knows how hard it can be to keep a tender heart as we journey through this life, surrounded by the effects of sin and the fall. As we see in Scripture, sin is the origin of every difficulty and pain and grief that we face in this life. Now, of course, this doesn't mean that every time you face difficulty, it's because you did something wrong, and it certainly isn't to say that loss, suffering, or grief is wrong, or that it inevitably causes a hardened heart. However, we do live on a sin-cursed earth for the time being, and because of that, bad things happen, and they will happen to you and to me. Remember Jesus' words to his disciples and to us. He says, "In this world you will have trouble." Thankfully, he doesn't stop there, but he goes on to say, "Take heart in the fact that I've overcome all that this troubled world can throw at you." As we face those difficult and trying times, we got to remember that the dark days can fool us. They can make us feel hopeless. As my pastor often reminds me, things are so often not as they appear. And we also need to be aware that the hard times and difficult seasons won't cause us to lose heart immediately. It's often a process that can occur over time. In verses 7 through 11, and again in verse 15, the writer of Hebrews used the Israelites' 40-year journey in the wilderness as an example. The Israelites continually chose to distrust and disobey God. The original intended recipients of those words in Hebrews were being warned because they were in danger of doing the same. In verse 12, they're told to be careful to not let their hearts be turned away from the living God by evil and unbelief. And the solution? They needed to urge and encourage each other every day with the truth. And so do we. God has given us each other to face life on this journey through the shadow lands of this sin-cursed earth together. He has given us each other to help us obey Him when we think it's too hard. He's given us each other to remind us to not lose heart when we're grieving sin and sadness. So let's not wait until tomorrow. Let's make the most of the opportunities we're given to encourage each other as long as it's called today.